Welcome, Santa Claus. Welcome to Bedrock.
Play your part,
Jones. My bitch a choosing lover, never without a rubber, never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, okay, that's just great. What's EC? Freak.
Like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James Garvey, call him.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, okay. Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some
that's
people
right,
say
Medford.
It.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
All I want for Christmas is a bottle.
Remember the old days when we used to knock at the doors
and Rudolph and his Santa Claus is coming on his way. And a happy little girls and boys and old.
Yes,
some of the old carols, George. Is there anything that you want?
It's not a carol.
It's not a carol.
Isn't it?
No, it's a standard.
Seems this show is the last Saturday Club show before.
We'll ever do.
The last Saturday Club before Christmas. We'd like to take the opportunity of wishing everybody a very happy Kringle from all of us and say thank you to everyone who sent in all the cards this week and all the other weeks. I'd like to say, I hope you have, all of you, have a happy Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Talk only in layers. Don't talk on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them.
Computers can do that.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now let's have a little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Hello everybody, this is Paul. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are indeed. This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we hope. Big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the disc and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
And New Zealand. So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Okay.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
What do you want now? You're getting to be a problem, child.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. I just can't wait till Christmas time and I can roll you in the hay.
Easy come, easy go. Have a good time with lots of dough. Slipping up high, slipping down low. Love 'em and leave 'em out with a
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight, on a warm August evening, I'm demonstrating just how ahead of the curve we are here at WMFO, Freeform Radio. I'm bringing you a theme called A Headbanging Esquivel Christmas in August with Beatles Christmas Messages. And, well, you know, a Tears of the Gods sound collage always has some kind of a feature for you. And tonight, we've got a triple feature show. First off, with one of my biggest musical heroes, that crazy Mexican arranger, composer, producer, absolute sonic genius, Esquivel, who's sometimes called the king of space age pop. And then, as our second feature, we're going to be hearing selections from the absolutely rockin' album, We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. And then finally, our third feature, we're going to be hearing excerpts of several Christmas messages from the Beatles to their fans, ranging from 1963, 64, 66, and 69. And thanks to Chuck Yu for originally supplying me with those. Plus, we'll also have plenty of music from other artists, including Johnny Winter and Danky Groove and Booker T and the MGs and Billy May and Anita Bryant, followed in the next set immediately by Queen and Wendy Carlos. Yes, that sonic juxtaposition just for Anita Bryant. And well, layered on top of it all, we've got the usual random assortment of audio clips from who knows where. So we started the show with the Beatles, a 1963 Crimble medley in there, and then their 1964 Christmas message to their fans, and then Esquivel with Sun Valley Ski Run, from an excellent holiday album, Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad, and then AC/DC and Mistress for Christmas. And, well, you know, it's kind of fun to actually play that in August, because usually the one time a year that you hear it on the radio is, of course, Christmas, and then you hear that all the time. Well, not here, not on my show, but tonight in August. Yes, you heard it. And then backing me up right now, actually, is some, from a great compilation album, Celtic Christmas, is the Gloria Chorus. Last week, during one of our many summer heat waves this year, I realized that while August has some of the hottest days of the year, it's actually only 4 months away from Christmas. And that kind of got me going. It's one of those things that, you know, you just kind of go, well, oh yeah, but it's a kind of aha, oh yeah. Yes, the beginning of school. The students will be coming back here to Tufts, and then there'll be Halloween. There'll be Election Day, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and the new year of 2017, inaugurating our next American president. All those are coming up, and they'll be here before you know it. So, right now, August 19th, crank up your air conditioning or get the fan going, and get ready for the coming cold weather. Well, we're going to start off the next set kind of slow and easy with an Esquivel song, But we're also going to be hearing from the Ramones in there pretty quick. And well, we're going to end it with a real headbanging closer here on the Tears of the God sound collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio.
Something like shopping, something pure and natural and good, and turn it into something so ugly. Turn it into something so ugly, so ugly, so ugly.
Always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blizzard? Dragon's beating just won!
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
Oh. asked to be the designated driver, and I've already had four eggnogs, so I guess you're it.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Everywhere it's Christmas, everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris,
oh,
and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
The story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness.
Hey,
that's well with me.
I am, sir. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Well. My king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
You know, I've not seen him on such good form since the old Talbot Festival.
Oh, what a blow.
Come on, give us a rub on. Come get us there, good Mabel.
At the same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the center of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Sie ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the Baron likes, I hear the Baron likes good old tunes.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one. Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjos, banjos, all the time. I can't forget that tune. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon. And if I ever see another banjo, I'm going out to buy a big balloon.
Yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's song. London,
Paris, oh, and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
You know what? Anytime I've ever given you a present, it's never been any good.
That's not true, Dick.
No? The microwave.
Well, that.
Business holiday style.
Yes, you're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight, on this warm August evening, our theme is a headbanging Esquivel Christmas with Beatles Christmas messages. We began with the Mexican composer, arranger, producer, genius, Esquivel, and his version of the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. And then we heard from the Ramones, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And then Anita Bryant, The First Noel, followed by Queen, Thank God It's Christmas. And then the Beatles' Christmas message to their fans from 1966. And boy, wasn't that crazy. Yes, by the same people who would eventually go on to do Revolution Number 9. Having a lot of fun with that one. And then we heard a public service message from the Texas Department of Transportation, reminding you that whatever the time of year, getting drunk and getting behind the wheel is a really stupid thing to do. Although it compares in stupidity to texting while driving. Both incredibly stupid, yes. And we hope you don't do either of them. And then we heard from Wendy Carlos, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, from her Switched on Bach album, originally of 1968. Available on a vinyl high fidelity record, but brought to you through the magic of audio tape, compact discs, and solid state drives. All of those things bringing those sounds to your ears. And then we finished off the set with a track from our third feature of the evening. We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. That was Carlos Cavanzo, Jeff Tate, and a couple of other headbanging collaborators with Silver Bells. One thing I wanted to mention is that the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. And you can receive 50% off your purchase. That's right, half off if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, your WIC card, or Senior Farmers Market coupons. The mobile market accepts cash, credit, debit, SNAP, EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and Senior Farmers Market coupons. And there's basically 2 days that the mobile market cruises around. On Fridays from 11 to 1 p.m., they're over at the Council on Aging at 167 Holland Street, and of course, Somerville. And then later on Fridays from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., they're over at the East Somerville Community School at 50 Cross Street. Now, on Saturdays, like tomorrow, from 10:30 a.m. to noon, they're going to be over at the North Street Housing Development, 26 North Street. And then from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to be over at the Mystic Housing Development at 530 Mystic Avenue. And if you want more information, you can find it online. It's SomervilleMobileFarmersMarket.wordpress.com. But, you know, if you just type in Somerville Mobile Farmers Market, you'll come to it pretty quickly. And this, of course, has been a public service message from the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market and all of us fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, Tufts. Educational radio. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some more from our featured artist Esquivel and our featured album, We Wish You a Metal Xmas. But we've also got a Cheech and Chong piece in there for you. And and we're going to start things off with the incomparable trombone player, but band leader and arranger are also areas where he excelled greatly. Yes, here is Billy May with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Mambo, only in August on WMFO in Medford.
Out now that no Christmas is coming, they're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two, then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo.
Thank you.